This is Kate Saffin from Fringe Review, and I'm out on the street with comedian Joel Sander, who has the show on the Free Fringe, The Angry Boater. So tell us a bit about it, Joel, but just keep up with the, don't miss the customers.
Don't miss the customers. Well, it's, you called it The Angry Boater. That's why I originally called it. I've dropped the definite article. I just call it Angry Boater now, because I appear higher up on the listings that way, you see.
Yes. So,
I'm here.
Good trick.
I know. So I'm flying, I do the show twice a day. This is, we're in the final stretch now. I've got only, I think this is about to be show 34 or 44. It's a lot of shows, right? And so I stand here and I try and find people who I think are going to like it. Now, I don't give my flyers out to just anybody. I've got a small room, I can be selective. So I try and pick out those people with a nomadic glint in their eye. I'm looking for them now. So as we're talking, I'm looking on down whatever street we're on. And like this one here, he's no way. He's got a flat, he wants his flat, he ain't interested in water, he's never gonna feed a swan in his life. I'm not gonna waste a flyer on him. Well, I've only got 5,000 of them, I can't waste them, right?
Well, no, I was gonna ask you about your technique. So I think you've covered it. So it's all about finding a few likely souls, really, isn't it?
Like this one is my demographic. Excuse me. Angry Boater, it's about living on a boat, 7:25. Come and see me, I think you'll like it. See, she's my person. You could see, right? She could see that little girl living on a boat. Right, you could totally see how she would fit in with our community. So that's what I'm looking for.
Okay, well, whilst we're waiting for the next group, it's a little bit quiet on the street, just at the
moment. Sure, yes.
Tell me a bit about why you chose the Free Fringe, what brought you to Edinburgh?
Well, you know, I've been doing the show 4 years, and it's been predominantly, I've been doing it for sort of boating communities, I suppose. I mean, I do it at comedy clubs and I get a 50-50 mix sometimes, but I wanted to develop a shorter version, a 60-minute version, that is for everybody. I wanted a short version that's for everybody, as accessible as possible, because there's a lot in the full-length show, which I know you've seen a couple of times. There's a lot of stuff I talk about that people who are not on boats just won't be interested in. So it's about trying to really look at the big picture, because the big picture of the story isn't really boats. It's about chasing your dreams and your dreams coming true, and then how they're never quite as amazing as you thought they were going to be, and there's always that downside, that flip side, which is a very human story. I just happen to tell that story through the backdrop of my relationship with boating, which, as you know, I love.
Which you should probably admit at this point that I too live on a boat.
Do they not know this? Do you not have told this? Have I outed you as a boater?
I think you might have done, in Fringe Review terms, yes. I think you might have outed me, but that's okay. Now, you did do the Fringe once a long time ago.
Yes.
And didn't come back for a while. But you just said why you brought back this time. So how has it been going?
It's been good. I mean, every day is different. I do it twice a day. Some days it completely fills out and I turn people away. Other days I can be less than half full there. Every show is different. And sometimes the way the Free Fringe works is people put donations in. Sometimes a small crowd of 10, 15 people, you could put in twice as much as a full house. Every day is different. It's a real roller. It's such a cliche to say it, but it's such a roller coaster. And I'm very glad I'm doing it twice a day, because it's a lot of people said I was mad to do that, but it totally.
I think you were.
Yeah, you're probably right. But it's because what my focus is, which is getting that 60-minute version as tight as possible. It gives me twice as many shots at it.
And okay, so coming isn't just about performing, it's also about it being an opportunity to tighten things up. I think there's some nomadic ones coming.
You think so? Oh, they are. My people, excuse me, you're my demographic. I do a show about living on a boat. I'm doing it in there in about 25 minutes, and I totally think you, I think you, I know you'd love it. I don't even think you'd love it. I know you'd love it. Where are you from?
Australia.
Amazing. I've had loads of Australians come.
And
I'm just
doing an interview for Fringe Review. So. Just, if you don't mind chipping in, what's been your best experience of being handed a flyer? Who's done the best job in
Have I flied you well?
We took a bag.
Oh, no.
Because we can't say no.
But my flyer, what do I have to do to keep my flyer on the top of your pile?
Oh,
that's me.
Well,
20 minutes.
No. You'll
remember it, because you get bombarded.
We've only been in Edinburgh for an hour.
How many have you got? Let's have a look. Oh, my God. So, yeah.
Is it the first time you've been?
Yes.
So I would be your first show if you came to see me in 20 minutes?
Yeah.
And how does it sound to you, the idea of a show about living on a boat? I've been living on a boat 10 years in London on a canal boat. I've been doing the show 4 years, and that potentially I could be the first show you see. What's the likelihood of that happening?
Pretty Exactly.
It's amazing. So this is how it works. This is how the free fringe works. And then maybe after, you can say, it's okay, what you thought about it. You can be fake. This goes all around the world, this interview. I know it's just, it looks like a Samsung phone. But this has got an international reach. How many listeners do we get normally?
Oh, there's several thousand.
I was going to say million, but yeah, okay. several thousand million. Yeah. Awesome. So if you want to go down there, maybe get a drink and then pop down. What time is it now?
Oh, it's about 22.
I'm 7:20. I actually start at 7:25. You pop down at 7:15, get in the line there, and we'll do the big show. How exciting.
Yeah, thanks.
Nice to meet you both.
That's
Australia. Oh my God, so exciting.
Have a great fringe.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we're seeing it in action, the way the festival works.
Yeah. What comes after it? What are you planning next?
Sleeping.
For about a month?
Well, it feels like I need that at the moment. I want to get back to my boat and hope the engine starts. That's my biggest fear, that I'm going to get back. This is the longest I've ever not been on it, and I'm just terrified I'm going to turn that key and... Because I know I need new batteries anyway.
And it's going to splutter piteously.
I'm not plugged in, I'm not on shoreline, I'm on a secure mooring, but there is a solar panel. I've turned off everything I've turned off the fridge, but I don't know whether the solar in London is going to be enough to keep that ticking over, because I have got to change the batteries in the next 2 or 3 weeks. I woke up to a reading of 9.8 not long ago, so it is new battery time.
Well, I think the whole thing about needing new batteries probably applies to everybody as they leave Edinburgh. And I think that's a very good place to end it. So thank you ever so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Keep flogging it, and see you back on the water.
Thanks very much.
Okay, bye for now.